Maybe you've run across those people who just brag as they approach retirement about the fact that they expect to be spending their retirement playing golf all day, every day. And then you run into the same people a few months after they retire and you realize they are bored out of their skulls because they really didn't think that life would be like this, where they're really spending a lot of their time doing things like trying to organize the kitchen spice rack. Well, there is more to retirement and a lot of volunteer opportunities out there for people who have moved into retirement as a way to stay engaged and stay busy, to do things other than organize the kitchen spice rack. And there are places not only to do the volunteer work, but lots of places where people want to recognize volunteers, like the Salute to Senior Service Program, working to recognize an outstanding senior volunteer in each state. We have two guests with us, both from the company called Home Instead Senior Care. Indra Nicholas is the owner of the Southern Oregon office. Welcome, Indra.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you in the studio. Kathy Ann Wright is with us as well, as a bit of a backup for Indra, also from Home Instead Senior Care. Thanks for joining us, Kathy Ann.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell us a bit about the Outstanding Senior Volunteer Program. This is something that goes on in every state across the country. Is that right, Indra?
Right. It's a nationwide program sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care. Just to recognize the many millions of seniors who are out there providing services.
And how long has it been going on?
We've been doing this 3 years. The contest started this year, January 15th, and goes through March 1st. So people need to get their nominations in. You can go online and download an application or just fill out an application online, and you're just nominating a senior in your community who volunteers.
All right, so this isn't like Cover Oregon. You don't have to print it up and fill it out that
Thank
way.
Thank goodness, no.
Pardon the snipe at Cover Oregon, but you actually can fill this out online.
You can.
All right, so what sorts of criteria are you looking for? What need to be met at a minimum for an outstanding senior volunteer for Oregon or any other place?
Well, the network's goal is to help seniors stay healthy and active as they age. And so the nominee can nominate anyone, or someone can even nominate themselves. And the criteria really is just that they have volunteered for one organization over a period of time.
I think there's 15 hours a month is what they suggest as far as volunteering.
15 hours a month,
yeah,
at a minimum.
It's okay. A criteria too, yes.
But nothing else other than that in the way of
right,
things you're doing.
Right. And you can write. Many seniors volunteer for numerous organizations over a long period of time. So they'll accept up to three. You can write three different organizations that they volunteered for. There's a limited number of space, and many of our volunteers have done so many things.
Since it's been going on for a bunch of years, can you give us some examples of people who've won in the past, have been recognized in the past as Oregon's outstanding senior volunteer?
Yes, I would love to give an example, because last year a Grants Pass woman won the State of Oregon Senior Volunteer. So that was very exciting for us. Her name is Virginia Brown. She was 87 last year.
87-year-old bailiff.
Bailiff. She'd worked for a bailiff at the Josephine County Circuit Court for 25 years, in addition to being an ombudsman and some other volunteer positions. But she still went to work to volunteer 2 weeks out of every month, really devoted a lot of time and energy and got the job done. So she is on the site, salutetoseniorservice.com. There are many volunteer stories posted, and you can go and see last year's volunteers for every state. And we were so excited to have her as the State of Oregon winner. We had a little party for her at the courthouse and recognized her for all the wonderful things, service she's provided to our community.
But that's interesting. I mean, I knew, it's been widespread, the knowledge about how cash poor Josephine County is, but the bailiffs are working as volunteers now?
They are. And I didn't even know that until she won. And then I found out, yeah.
Which brings up an interesting question. I'll invite our listeners to join us once again. We're talking to Indra Nicholas and Kathy Ann Wright from Home Instead Senior Care. We're talking about the Outstanding Senior Volunteer Program that is put on by Home Instead Senior Care, apparently across the country. You can find more details at salutetoseniorservice.com or join us here with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Email from Cynthia and Talon, or phone call anyway. She says that volunteerism is great, but we have to be careful to make sure we're not taking away potentially paid jobs. When we talk about opportunities for seniors to do volunteer work, are there some safeguards to make sure that they're not doing work that somebody else would otherwise be paid for?
Well, I would say that there probably isn't a whole lot of safeguards there. Generally, the positions that seniors volunteer for are things that would not be a paid position otherwise. As far as safeguards, I can't see that being really in place. But, you know, they look and seek out positions that have been known as a volunteer position and have been actually either asked or they've created a position themselves because they've seen a need for that.
Is there a fair amount of that where a senior will just realize, hey, nobody is doing this. I like to do this. Therefore, I will do it.
Yes. And most of the volunteer positions are with nonprofit organizations. And especially we've seen an increase in volunteers because as the economy has taken this downturn, the nonprofit organizations are struggling just to survive. And so they need those volunteers in order to keep their organization going. They don't have the grants and funds they used to.
You bring up an interesting point there, though, because the fact is that a lot of volunteer work is done through nonprofits or attachments through government agencies. And the recognition often comes from within those organizations as well. So why is your business, Home Instead, doing this as a private business?
Because our mission is to enhance the lives of seniors as they age, and keeping them active and healthy is a big part of what they do. And you can't be healthy if you're not doing something for others. Service to others is huge on your emotional health, on your physical health, and so it helps our seniors, and that's what we like to see.
If you don't mind, if I add something here, I think what we find, too, is that last year, Virginia Brown, I think what she really did with – she was so humble. She was so amazing when she got the award and had all these folks talking, you know, about her service. But I think the best thing that came out of that was that it really inspired other seniors to say, if Virginia at 87 years old can do this, so can I. And I think that's what we really got out of it, was getting people not to be isolated and stay in their home if they're seniors, and get out and volunteer and see a purpose, you know, out there, bigger than just kind of hanging out at home. And because isolation is probably one of the biggest reasons that people's health fail, accidents happen, and maybe even dementia gets spurred on.
Because they just aren't engaged enough, active enough,
that's
and not,
right.
not enough
mm-hmm.
new things sort of spurring the old brain cells and mm-hmm. keeping the body in motion.
Absolutely.
Right. And can you imagine as you age, you're physically declining. I feel it already, and I'm only 50 almost. But you need to feel that sense of purpose, and just not having a purpose in your life makes it meaningless. And so that's what they're seeking, that sense of purpose. And statistics even show that seniors with chronic conditions, arthritis, diabetes, heart conditions, volunteer more than seniors that don't have those, because it takes their mind off of those conditions and they're serving others and have that sense of purpose.
For the folks who don't run into your business at Home Instead Senior Care much, either through the volunteer efforts or otherwise, what is it all about?
Home Instead Senior Care is an in-home care agency that provides assistance to keep seniors independent, safe, and healthy in their homes. So we have caregivers that are our employees, and they go out to seniors' homes and help them with home helper things such as housekeeping, shopping errands, meal preparation, and also personal care as well. We're also specialized in Alzheimer's care, so we're seeing a lot more of dementia and Alzheimer's. As you know, we have a large retirement community here, and so there's a lot of need out there to help families.
Do you see any projections, Indra, about what the current population is? I mean, any numbers on how much different we might be from the rest of the country's population in the Rogue Valley? Given, I mean, and it's not just the Rogue Valley. I should expand that out to most of the listening area of Jefferson Public Radio, because it's a nice place to be. Therefore, it's a nice place to retire.
Right. It is. And I used to know those statistics. I haven't looked in a while. But we do have a higher number of seniors in our area, for sure.
I do know in Ashland, I remember reading just recently, it was 22% of the population is senior-based.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's very interesting, because that would run it, well, a bit above the national average. I was just mm-hmm. looking that in 2000, by national figures, the percentage of the population that was 65-plus was 12.4%. Mm-hmm. That's expected to hit 19% by 2030.
And I want to say in our area, it's more 24 to 28% mm-hmm. seniors.
Okay. It's huge.
All right.
Yeah,
so a really,
definitely.
Really big number. All right. So and of course, maybe not on the same scale, but the population of seniors will increase across the country as the whole baby boom generation hit 65-plus. I mean, we're talking, if you were born in 1949, you will turn 65 this year.
Right. Right.
So that would be 3 years into the baby boom, and the big bulge is still to come.
Mm-hmm.
The point being then, with so many more seniors, are there going to be many more volunteer opportunities, or is there a concern that there will be so many people with looking for things to do that there might be more people than there are opportunities?
I think there are always volunteer opportunities, because it doesn't have to necessarily be with an organization. You can do something for your neighbor. You can be engaged in church or other spiritual activities. So I think there's always room to volunteer.
Let's spread this out a little bit for our listeners. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about senior volunteerism. We're also talking sort of obliquely about the outstanding senior volunteer being recognized in each state. Indra Nicholas and Kathy Ann Ryder from Home Instead Senior Care. And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760. Tell us about things you're doing as a volunteer in your senior years, or things you may be doing when you become a senior. This isn't just limited to senior citizens. 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Any idea what the growth areas are likely to be in volunteerism, where the most people might be needed in the years ahead? Is it largely assisting other seniors, perhaps?
That is a huge area to volunteer, is assisting others. There are so many opportunities volunteering in the hospitals, in the libraries, with children, grandparents. Foster grandparent program is really growing. And as you said, senior companionship, there's a program that deals with that.
If I can add, we have a few opportunities for volunteering here in the near future with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. I'm looking for many volunteers in many positions, as easy as phone calls, you know, even from home you can help. We're going to, the actual walk isn't until September, but we're starting the kickoff now. And we're going to have a huge volunteer force, hopefully with your help. And we would really like to see anyone who would like to be involved to please give us a call at Home Instead.
And when is the Walk to End Alzheimer's?
It's I believe it's September 14th. We do a lot of kickoffs from here to there. We have team retention from last year. We're going to try to get new teams going. We'll have a day at the ballpark with the Medford Rogues in June that we can use a lot of volunteers for. All along the way in the planning portion of this, we can certainly use help with seniors.
For the people who are considering volunteering, what are some of the things they should be looking for? Where are some of the places they might contact first? Is there any sort of umbrella organization they can go to that would say, you know, this might be good for you, and send them off in that direction?
There actually is, and probably the first thing people should do if they're considering volunteering is find out where their passion is. What did you enjoy doing when you were younger? What's your passion? And then RSVP is a big volunteer program in our area. They can contact the Area Agency on Aging to get those. And then Volunteer Match. It's an online resource. I think it's getinvolved.volunteermatch.com. And you can actually type in your zip code. And more nonprofit organizations are listing their volunteer opportunities on that site. So that's a nice way to get started. And then senior volunteer corps is another large federal agency that helps connect senior with volunteer work.
And that last one was volunteermatch.com?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any 800 numbers that people can call if they are not quite up to speed with computers or just feel better talking to a live human being instead of typing?
They can call our office. Mm-hmm. We'll have all this information. They can call our office, 541-734-2700, and we will have all this information, 800 numbers, websites, and also more information about volunteering for the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
All right. So you said that people can get votes in for the Oregon Outstanding Senior Volunteer. Is it a voting thing, or is it picked by judges?
It is a voting thing. And so once the nomination's up there, the name is listed and the information that the nominee put, people can read it and vote. So you want to get your friends and family and anyone you know involved. People can vote one time a day up until the deadline. And the winner is decided by the number of votes. So the state of Oregon winner is decided by the people who voted in the state. The winner for each state wins $500, which they can donate to the nonprofit organization of their choice. Virginia Brown last year chose the Josephine Community Libraries and the Rogue Valley Humane Society. She split it up. And then out of the state winners, there's one big national winner, and they win $5,000 to donate to the nonprofit organization of their choice.
And people can find this at salutetoseniorservice.com?
Yes.
All right. Indra Nicholas and Kathy Ann Wright from Home Instead Senior Care, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the Oregon Outstanding Senior Volunteer.
Sure.
Thank you so much. It was terrific.
You bet. Bottom of the hour on the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Garrison Keillor.